Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It is a pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, Jody DeSalvo. Welcome, Jody.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me tonight.
It's nice to have you with us. And Jody is a pianist. And do you say pianist or pianist?
I will answer to either one.
Okay.
I like them both.
You play the piano.
Yes, I do play the piano.
And the reason for Jody's appearance here tonight is to help promote a wonderful cause, which is involving the community market at St. Peter's by the Sea, and we'll find out a little bit about that and a performance that she's going to be doing in a couple weeks on August 31st, 7 p.m., Saturday night, and we'll talk about that. But before we do all that, let's talk about the amazingly talented and very lovely Jody. And,
well, thank you, Mike. That's very nice of you to say that.
How did this all start in your musical life? Where did you grow up? Let's start with that part.
Well, I grew up in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Okay. Well, everybody has to come from somewhere.
We all do, yes. And now that when I drive past it, I go, yes, this is where I'm from. Yeah. And so I'm a born and bred New Englander.
Mm-hmm.
And I studied at the Hart School of Music.
Now, somewhere between being born and raised in Waterbury and studying at Hart School, something must have happened in between.
Yeah. It was pretty interesting what happened in between. My mother was an opera singer.
Oh.
And I was the middle child of three, and she brought a piano in the house because once, years ago, when you had children, you kind of gave up your career. And I've tried very desperately to not do that, but she did and brought a piano in the house. And when I was 5 years old, I started fooling around with that piano and was in love with it.
Hmm.
And I asked my mother, I remember this very, very clearly, asking my mother then for piano lessons. And she talked to our great Catholic school nuns that were there at the time. And years ago, you didn't start students, I'm not really sure why, until they were eight. But that was the magic number. I had to be 8 years old.
You know, I've asked a lot of professional pianists that question because I have a granddaughter who's five, and she loves to come over to my place and kind of bang on the piano keys.
Right.
And I thought, is that too young to start? And most of them say, well, you want in that 7 or 8 year range is usually when you want to start them, that they'll really absorb it. So I don't know.
Yeah, see, I'm not a fan of that one. I like, you want to play the piano? Let's go. Let's have at it.
All right.
You know, because I think if there's an interest there, then you've got to feed that interest.
Okay.
And I don't think, it depends, you know, their hands may be little, but there's ways you can teach music and teach the love of piano at any age.
Okay.
And I'm a big proponent of that. So
I'm going to bring my granddaughter to you.
I would love that. I love kids. I would love that. But I waited till I was 8 years old and started with one of the most wonderful nuns I could have ever imagined having because she just loved music. I never forget Sister Annette Farley. And after having her for 2 months, I went home to my mother and I said, I'm going to be a concert pianist when I grow up.
Wow.
I was that taken with it and have practiced my head off ever since. And I love to this day, many, many, many years later, what I do. It's been a real, real blessing and a joy. And I attribute that to growing up in a household of music with my mother, listening to the Metropolitan Opera broadcasts every Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. So
Absolutely. We
had a love of music in the house, which was really, really great.
So from the Hart School, what happened after that? You stayed in the Connecticut area?
I stayed in the Connecticut area for a little while after the Hart School of Music. I was there, got my went there actually in the pre-college division and in the college division. And then I worked for a couple of years because I wanted to get my master's and wanted to go to New York City, like all people, I think all musicians eventually want to do, let's go to the Big Apple. But I needed money, so I worked as a choir director, and I taught lessons, and I directed shows. I did all kinds of different things, and saved up some money, and went to the Manhattan School of Music to get my master's degree there. And it was great. And I had a, by that point, I had a loving husband also that supported me greatly, so that helped a lot, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you need that kind of support.
Yeah.
So that's quite an accomplishment, going from the art school to get further education. And so that means you're not only talented, but you're probably smart.
Well, I try to be.
You know, before we get too far along here, I do want to play a piece of music so people can hear some of your talents. And you have several CDs. I presume these CDs are for sale if people would like to buy them.
Oh, yes, they are.
You have a website?
Yes, it's jodidesalvo.com. Yes.
All right. It's not too difficult. It's no funny spelling. It's JodiDesalvo. So check it out. And let's listen to a piece of music, and it's a pretty lengthy one. That's why I want to get it in, and then we'll come back and talk some more. This is going to be very familiar to everybody, Rhapsody in Blue, correct?
Correct, yes.
All right, here we go. Thank you. Welcome back to the Jody DeSalvo Show.
Thank you, Mike.
That has a nice ring to
I like
it.
That.
Maybe we could make this a weekly thing.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, there we
I'd
go.
I'd love that.
Well, beautiful music and obviously a very familiar piece of music. Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue was heard in that last set. And we're going to play another long piece of music in a couple minutes. And so that we'll get to listen to a lot of Jody's talents. But in the meantime, let's get a little bit more information about this project you've taken on and how this all started. I think before we aired, when you and I were talking, you said you were riding your bike. Yes,
I'm a big fan of the beach and the bike. And I have been living in Florida for the last 21 years, but my husband and I are spending more time up here in Rhode Island. And I said to him, you know, I'd like to just get more involved with the local music scene and get out there and perform and get to know people. And so I wanted to see about starting some kind of series or just getting out there and performing. And I called some local churches. And first of all, I needed a piano. So I wanted to make sure that they didn't have an electric keyboard, that there was a grand piano of some type there.
And in decent condition.
In decent condition, right. And in a nice location, of course, because, you know, I think it's very nice to be centrally located. And I walked into St. Peter's. I did some research about it and walked in after I had been on a little bike ride. And then I'm in my nice, you know, bike clothes. And I talked to Reverend Craig Swan after speaking with Linda at the front desk and told him what I would like to do. And at St. Peter's Church. So St. Peter's by the Sea Episcopal Church right in Narragansett, right up the street from that beautiful beach wall.
Right.
And said, you know, I'd really like to do a concert here. I'd like to, you know, see how the audiences are and just get involved in the music. And their music director had just left, and the series was going on, but they hadn't scheduled that year because there
stalled
was an interim.
Stalled a little, shall we say.
Pardon me?
It had stalled a little.
It had stalled a little bit, right. It had stalled a little bit. So I think I walked in the door just at the right time, which was great. And he was very receptive and very welcoming about it and said that we had this concert series called the Brothers Keeper Concert Series. And it was the proceeds from the concert benefit their community market. And their community market is open on Fridays from 4 to 6. And people that need food come in the afternoon and pick up what they need and take it home for their families. And to me, that's just a great organization and something that I was thrilled to be a part of. So we did a concert last October. I did Around the World in 88 Keys and, you know, visited different countries and different pieces that were there specifically, and mostly well-known pieces, Claire de Lune and Chopin Polonaises, things like that. And so then it kind of took off the ground from there to do the series in the summer. And perfect for me because this is the time of year when I love being up here in the summer.
Yeah.
And so we put on a concert in June that was a dueling keyboards. And I met the new music director there, Tony Romeo, who's fabulous. And we hit it off beautifully and did a concert for piano and organ. And it was wonderful. That was in June. And then we did a concert in August, a few weeks ago, a good buddy of mine from Florida, Glenn Basham, who's a fabulous violinist, and he and I have been playing together for 30 years. So he was up here, and we did a concert called Classics to Country Fiddlin', and that was wonderful. And our final concert will be called Life, Love, and Lament, and it's music from opera to Broadway with those themes, and it features Chelsea Swan and Ariel Rogers, two local singers that are right in Rhode Island. So it's so far been absolutely great, and we're looking forward to many more people coming out and finding out about us at St. Peter's Church.
Well, let's try to get you many more people.
Yeah.
That's going to be Saturday, August 31st at St. Peter's by the Sea Episcopal Church. And that's going to be at 7 o'clock.
Right.
And can people get tickets by going online, do you know, or is it at
they can
the
go
door?
By calling the church, the church number.
Okay.
And also the tickets are available at the door. I think there's a number on
the
brochure.
Church office phone number is 401-783-4623. So give them a call, get your tickets, and get out and support this wonderful organization, as well as getting to hear some beautiful music that will be both played and performed on that night. Speaking of playing and performing, we have another fairly lengthy piece to put in. Tell us about this one.
Well, this piece is called Islame by Balakirev. And Balakirev was one of the Russian Five, along with Cesar Cui and Rimsky-Korsakov. They would get together and talk about music and you know, have really great conversations about music while they all had other day jobs. And Rimsky-Korsakov was probably one of the most well-known of that group, and Balakirev not so much. But in the piano world, Balakirev is very well noted, like Rachmaninoff, for writing probably one of the most difficult pieces on the planet for piano. So when I found that out,
Why would you want to do that then?
Right, because I'm out of my mind. But I thought, great, that sounds like a challenge. I mean, that's kind of how I learned the Rachmaninoff Third, which is one of the most difficult concertos. But I didn't know what I was doing at the time. But this, I took this challenge on when I was in graduate school. And my copy looks like it's had a lot of wear and tear. And I think it's just an absolutely amazing, amazing piece of music. And I think many, many pianists are very, very well aware of it because of its difficulty. So I took on the challenge, and here we go.
All right. We'll give it a listen, then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Brothers Keepers Concert Series at the St. Peter's-by-the-Sea Episcopal Church is the subject of tonight's program, and the featured artist is here, Jody DeSalvo. Is that good to call you the featured artist?
Well, sure.
Or are you the artistic director?
I put the concert series together this season, so I guess you could call that the artistic director, and trying to be a part of each one as well. While
excellent.
I'm here. Yeah.
So we hadn't given you a title at the beginning, so maybe we should give you one now. The Extreme Exalted. Or something like that.
You know, go for it. Nobody else will give me that title, Mike.
There is going to be a concert that we're talking about on Saturday night, August 31st, 7 p.m. And I'd like you to tell us a little bit about that. We've already mentioned that you can call the church for tickets. We'll give you that number in a few minutes. But I want to get to one of the people that you're bringing in for the concert.
Right. This is we're bringing in Chelsea Swan and Ariel Rogers, who are a local talent from the Providence area, and they're a soprano and mezzo-soprano, and they're going to be doing, and I'll be accompanying them as well, on August 31st, Life, Love, and Lament. And so it's going to be all music that is in that theme, from the classics to Broadway.
All right, and we have an example of their music, right?
We do. We have Chelsea Swan. She's going to be performing Mi Chiamano Mimi, from the opera La Boheme, and in this particular aria, which she does extremely well, Mimi is flirting with Rudolfo and saying, "My name is Mimi," and that's in the point in the opera, right from the very beginning, of course, where they're going to fall in love.
Let's give it a listen.
Story of every way until I see Tarika, we come.
Jody, I can't tell you what a thrill it's been to meet you and talk with you today. It's great to have you here on the program.
Well, thank you, Mike. I've enjoyed it very, very much and great to meet you.
Nice time together, and I hope we can do more. And I hope the series, the Brothers Keeper series at St. Peter's by the Sea, continues and grows. And if we can be some part of helping you do that, we're happy to do it here at WCRI.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that very much.
We have just a reminder that the show is going to be Saturday, August 31st, 7 o'clock. And if you want to call for tickets, call the church at 401-783-4623. And Jody, just last week you had a concert, a successful concert, with a friend of yours. We're going to go out with a piece of his music, so tell us about this.
Fantastic. Well, this friend of mine is Glenn Basham. He's the concertmaster of the Naples Philharmonic, and he and I have been friends for 30 years. We met when I moved to Fort Wayne, Indiana, many years ago, and I was afraid that I would never play the piano or be in public again because I was moving to the Midwest. You know, that East Coast mentality. And I met some of the greatest friends of my life, and one of them is Glenn and his wife, Layla, who's a flutist. And
flautist.
Flautist, excuse me. And so they were both here with me last week, and it's been my dream to have him come up here and do some stuff with me. So we had a great concert of classics to country fiddling. We did the Spring Sonata of Beethoven and some movie themes that we also recorded. And this classic piece, a violin piece that is the Chardash by Monti, is one of those things that we've always had a great time with. He's come out and, you know, with a napkin around his neck, or going out in the audience and really, you know, played it up with the audience. We really have a great rapport together as musicians, but also as friends. We're the best of friends, and now we have a great time performing together. So this piece is really something that I think everybody will really enjoy.
All right. We're going to listen to a portion of it, and then the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.